Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. And this is a show that I think will be very helpful to many of you who abdicate your leadership in the course of your interviews and in the course of your career. And I use an example from President Obama to make my point. Leadership can be learned. It's not something genetic. I hope you find this helpful. Listen to the show in its entirety. It will help you. Now, let's get going with this. And I want to talk with you about expressing your leadership on interviews. Now, some people have this silly idea that people are born leaders. They're completely charismatic. It's like they walk into the room and the seas part and the heavens open up. And it's wrong. Now, in point of fact, most leaders are individuals who are passionate about what they do, can make a case for themselves, and cause people to suddenly say, I want to follow them. Now, in interviewing, well, let me give you an example. Whether you like his politics or not, President Obama is someone, and I'm going to give a case out of his life. He's a guy who, as a teen, got high regularly, didn't show up for classes, and is now president of the free world. You know, is it that he just hypnotized people along the way? I don't think so. But along the way, he exhibited qualities that caused people to trust him, like him, respect him. And there certainly have been a lot of people who've said no to him along the way. Yet, there was a determination and a perseverance about him that has brought him to where he is today. And again, let's not get into the politics. I'm talking about the personal qualities the man has. You know, so when you're interviewing, what's a firm looking for? I talk about competence, self-confidence, character, chemistry, charisma, personal leadership. This is the part of my conversation with you where I'm talking with you about complete belief, your complete self-confidence. And understand, people will say no to you. It's not as though, again, the heavens will part and the seas will open up. But you need to display qualities that cause people to trust you, to have belief in you, have belief that you're the solution to a problem. Now, how do you do that? Number one is you have no answers. You know, most people walk into interviews and they're arrogant and believe that they can tell the employer what they're doing wrong. You first got to listen. You first have to, when they say, so how do you think you can help us? I said, I don't know. What problems do you have? What issues do you have? What have you tried so far? I don't want to presume I know anything about your environment and make suggestions to you that are pointless, because you know far more about this than I do. Tell me what you've done so far. Tell me what I can help you with. Big difference in attitude. So my encouragement to you is be someone that inspires confidence. Be the leader that you can be. I was listening to a podcast recently where Seth Godin was talking about the ASPCA, which most people don't know was originally an organization that put animals to sleep. And through the efforts of an individual whose name I don't recall right now, they first were able to set up a trial in San Francisco of no kill. Now, this man who worked hard was fought every step along the way. He was nondescript. He was the antithesis of what in our Hollywood stylized culture is seen as a leader, but he had faith and determination in him, and persistence that even though opponents flew in the early 20th century to oppose his vantage point, he still worked at it and persisted and found a group of individuals to support him eventually and was able to make that trial environment in San Francisco work. He then took it elsewhere, all the while as an individual who was nondescript and, again, not exactly the image of a leader, but he became a leader. He became someone who inspired belief in his ideas. And you can do that too, and you need to show that on your interviews. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.